They're much more focused on their valiant leader wielding a glowing chunk of rock. Connor choked back a laugh and shook his head when she gave him a wide-eyed glance of exasperation. I'm sorry, Raven. It's funny, and it isn't. I'm not the leader of the dragons. Let's make that perfectly clear to start with, okay?
Well...
The dragon rider shrugged.
As long as you carry the origin seed, I'm inclined to agree as much as I can with your familiar. You heard it from the wild dragons themselves, girl. They choose to follow you.
They choose. Raven ran her other hand over the smooth curve of the green stone and cupped it gently between her palms. That's the most important part.
Indeed, and I think you've made your intentions clear in that regard.
Connor gestured with his head to the wild dragons, who'd almost tamed themselves in favor of following the young red-haired war mage and her dragon familiar into whatever came next. Those closest to the huge, curved gray dome of the Keeper's Records Vault shifted and stretched their wings. They rose from where they'd lowered onto their bellies in the grass and stepped calmly away from each other to create a path across the valley. Three of the Keeper monks in their burnt orange robes walked down that path, their hands folded in front of them and hidden within their thick draped sleeves. The bald monks smiled and nodded at the wild dragons, who watched them curiously, although the men didn't reach out and try to touch them like they'd done immediately with Leander and Callista.
Okay, so I have the stone,
Raven muttered as she watched the keepers approach. But those monks look like they've already trained the wild dragons too.
I told you,
Leander responded with a low rumble.
The monks are quiet and don't ask anything of a dragon.
Yeah, I know, that's exactly why you like them. She smirked at her familiar as the monks stopped in front of her and Connor. All three bowed low together before they looked at the two mages and the large red dragon. The man in the middle tilted his head and held her gaze.
What you have started now, young mage, cannot be stopped until it is finished.
She tightened her hold on the origin seed. The keepers don't want it. That was Randall, and he won't come for this anymore. Not for a while. I know. She nodded at the monk and took a deep breath. And I will finish it, even if it wasn't the only choice I have.
Nothing is ever the only choice.
The monk on the left gave her such a broad smile that his eyes crinkled into narrow slits that almost made them look completely...